Ursula K. Guin, 1929-2018. Her name was Ursula Le Guin, born in Berkeley, California, October 21st, 1929, daughter of a noted anthropologist, Alfred Kroeber. But her name is known by her novels, many in the field of science fiction, which weaved new worlds from the shards of this world. Her books often thinly veiled commentaries on the evils of imperial war and the fevers of militarism. Among her works, The Word for World is Forest, a 1969 allegorical work that took on the Vietnam War. Dispossessed, 1971, which imagined an anarchistic global resistance to the depredations of the rich. And another, 1971 work, The Lathe of Heaven, excerpt of which reveals its flavor. Le Guin writes, he had grown up in a country run by politicians, sent the pilots to man the bums, to kill the babies, to make the world safer for children to grow up in. Le Guin's work didn't just thrill readers of science fiction. In the rare air of philosophy, her work appeared to probe questions about the deep nature of neoliberal society. In her book, The Ones Who Walk Away from Amelas, Le Guin creates a world where all is well, except for in a dark, fetid closet, where a little child suffers alone. But somehow, her very tortures grant societal well-being to the resident of Amelas. Philosopher Elizabeth Povinelli opens her book, Economies of Abandonment, with Le Guin's harrowing vision as the basis of her opening introduction, entitled The Child in the Broom Closet, as an allegory of this modern West and neoliberalism, which rests upon the invisible violence of capitalism and its monstrous appetites. Ursula Le Guin won the coveted Hugo Award for her science fiction excellence. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumtaz Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.